With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. For 3 years, James Michener had been working on his huge new book about the Caribbean. He was able to visit all of the Caribbean islands he was writing about, but was prevented from going to Cuba.
Our government will not allow us to go because we take dollars into the Cuban economy.
James Michener desperately needed to see two things in Cuba.
A house that I wanted to describe and a sugar factory.
Finally, Michener got permission from both the U.S. and Cuba to visit the island. He discovered that there is a daily flight between the two countries.
It's a mysterious flight. Takes off almost surreptitiously at about 1:30 in the morning from a corner of the Miami airport.
Michener's reception by a Cuban customs officer was hostile.
He looked at me with great suspicion, especially since I didn't have a place to stay, which you're supposed to have before you come.
With Michener on the trip was an associate, John Kings.
He took a camera. I didn't even realize it. Sometimes I'd look around and there would be John banging away. He came home with this flood of wonderful photographs.
Kings' photographs and an essay about the visit to Cuba by Michener have been published as 6 Days in Havana by the University of Texas Press.
My first impression as we drove through the sort of silvery pre-dawn dusk was that what Havana needed was about 1 million gallons of white paint and then also 100,000 lawnmowers. It's shabby. It's sad.
But James Michener says the Cuban people are genuinely fond of Americans despite the strained relations between the two countries. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It took 3 years of bureaucratic haggling before novelist James Michener got permission to go to Cuba on a research trip, but he had to leave his wife behind.
I could go as a writer, as a professional. She would have to go as a tourist, and she was forbidden to do that.
In his book, 6 Days in Havana, James Michener describes Cuba as a nation suspended in time. Vintage American cars with their great fins from the 50s are everywhere, and the department stores are empty of merchandise.
Well, there was no toilet paper. Okay, there was no toilet paper. There's no toothpaste. Okay, no toothpaste. There was no makeup for young women. There were no pretty clothes.
James Michener went to see Ernest Hemingway's house, which to the Cubans is a shrine.
They revere this man. He was their friend. They recognized him as a great writer.
James Michener believes there are terrible inconsistencies in U.S. foreign policy.
As a respectable writer who doesn't, I don't throw my weight around and I don't write lurid things and I don't try to badmouth people, was not able to go to a country right on my doorstep. When President Reagan was allowed to go to Moscow and walk arm in arm with Gorbachev through the Kremlin.
A Random House has just issued James Michener's giant new novel, Caribbean, and a companion book, 6 Days in Havana, was published by the University of Texas Press. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For the past 3 years, James Michener has lived in Miami, researching and writing his new novel, Caribbean.
In all of the writing I've done, I've always been there. I've never written about a place I haven't been. And with two exceptions, I've always lived there.
Renting or buying a house for the duration.
I want to read the newspapers. I want to listen to the talk radio, the chatter. I want to look at television. I want to know what the weather is. I want to know what the economic problems are.
James Michener's huge novels, such as Alaska, Texas, and Hawaii, are the products of massive research. Michener says he has a great sense of recall.
When I zero in on something, I really remember 300 or 400 books, where everything is in them. I don't take many notes.
But Michener says he has the capacity to erase all he has learned, as he finds when he leaves through his old books.
It's quite painful because in the first page I will see things that could have been done better. Why did I slop that up? And then I'll turn a page and there will be a passage. It's really just gorgeous.
James Michener is 83. He has returned to his base of Austin, Texas to continue his work.
My mind is as fertile as a child's dream of glory. I just think of things all the time.
James Michener, author of Caribbean and a companion book, 6 Days in Havana. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. James Michener, after a teaching career, was working as a textbook editor at Macmillan when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Even though Michener was a Quaker and in his late 30s, he enlisted in the Navy and served 2 tours of duty in the Pacific Theater.
Well, I was in the South Pacific a long time, so I was older than most and I served longer than most. Now, out of it came these stories of men in combat. and men not in combat, the natives and the interplay between the natives and the sailors. It was a vivid experience.
That experience was the basis of his Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Tales of the South Pacific, published in 1947.
Bloody Mary is the girl I love. Bloody Mary is the girl I love.
The Broadway musical based on Michener's book gave the author a small but steady income, and to this day he thrills to the music.
To see it, that it all came out of what I had written, is a magical feeling.
Strangely, Macmillan, which published Michener's first book, refused to take the second.
They turned it down the week before my first book won a Pulitzer Prize. They said, you have no future as a writer. That was a war story, and that was it.
But Random House grabbed the novel, The Fires of Spring. Michener was well into his 40s when he gathered the courage to quit a safe job as an editor and write full time.
The average writer writes his or her first three books at 4 o'clock in the morning while fulfilling a complete job. If you're not willing to do that, you're not going to be a writer.
James Michener's latest books are Caribbean and 6 Days in Havana. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist James Michener believes that to succeed, an author must have a driving compulsion to write.
I had that driving compulsion. I love to tell stories, to organize material, and tell you how things really were. I'm a storyteller.
Random House has published James Michener's new novel, Caribbean, and the University of Texas Press has issued a companion piece, 6 Days in Havana. James Michener had major heart surgery in 1986 and describes himself as one of the walking wounded.
I've had a major heart attack, which wipe out most men, and I have had a coronary bypass, a quintuple, which is one of the worst. I've had a new hip. I've had been knocked around, and I love it. I mean, it goes with the territory.
Michener says if he had been born 100 years earlier, he would have died by the age of 45. He's now 83.
Retire? No, I as long as I can get my two fingers on a typewriter, I type the old-fashioned way with a manual typewriter. But I ain't stupid. Because as soon as I get it done, I give it to my very bright secretary, and she puts it on a floppy disk.
Valley High.
James Michener, author of Caribbean, Don Swaim, News 88.
Valley High.
James Michener, author of Caribbean, with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.